Notice as you breathe that your thoughts begin to quiet. And you can become more present to what is here in the room, to what has gathered here. And it's not only the who, it is the what. It is the love. It is the entourage of Kryon. It is the honoring of the family that is drawn together here today for this meeting, this final meeting of the year 2016. Each one of you called to be here today. Nowhere else to be, nothing else to do. And allowing yourself to relax more deeply, to feel your breath coming into your body, into your heart, saying, "Hello, I am here for you. I am here with love. I am open to receive love." And breathe it in to your heart, letting your heart feel that softness, that beauty and light around it. Letting that spread through your chest. Letting that breath of love, that breath of light, connect you to the greater love. The love in the room and the love beyond the room. The love of the divine source that is here for you.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The first channel of the day is always the toughest. And the reason is because here in this chair, we have made a shift. But in yours, perhaps not. The question is always the same at this point of time in the meeting. Who's talking? Dear ones, I would like to present to you again a premise. And the questions you would ask yourselves, it always starts this way. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in spirit? Sometimes the word God has been altered in so many ways that it's not the word you want to use. Do you believe in Creator? Do you believe the Creator is in love? The planet is monotheistic. And about 80% or more of this planet has the Creator inside and knows it and talks about it in some way and has built beliefs, even though they might be alone in a tribe in the jungle, has built beliefs about a loving Creator. And so as you sit in the audience, the answer is probably, yes, I believe in a loving Creator. And the second question I would ask is always the same. And is that Creator so far away from you that it doesn't matter, that there'll be no communication? Dear ones, there are those that teach that you'll never be close to God, you'll never be worthy of seeing the face of God, you'll never be able to talk to God. And dear one, that flies in the face of what else they say is that God is inside. The Creator has made you in the Creator's image. And that doesn't mean when you look in the mirror, you look like the Creator. This is a metaphor. And it means that the Creator's energy and love is in you. That's the image you were created in. Lifetime after lifetime. With free choice, it means you can wake up or not. It means you can choose not to see it or to see it. What a beautiful thing that nothing is forced upon you. Sometimes there are teachings about strings in a guitar, fundamentals in harmony where one string vibrates and another one is of the same frequency or a portion of that frequency, it starts to vibrate. They call it sympathetic vibration. I want to tell you what sympathetic vibration is for you today. It's love. Is that when you start to feel the kind of love that is in that which is the creative source, parts of you start to vibrate in sympathy with it. In other words, you start to feel it and you start to awaken to it. And that's what's going on. And then you may actually start to believe that the channeling is real. Is it possible that the Creator could have a way of talking directly to you? I'll tell you this, dear ones, and I've said this before, that process, if you want to use it, that paradigm, if you want to talk about it, of communication is inside you. The whole idea of another human being sitting and channeling is a crutch. It's something in an old energy for you to start getting that which is inside kick-started. Because up to now, this planet's DNA has been operating at only a third of its ability to see who it is, to know who it is, to start operating with peace on this planet in a way it never has before. This is what the shift is about. This is what is starting. But right now, you have channeling. And that's why there'll come a day when this won't be the way it is. You won't need this. These messages will come to you with clarity. And the thing that is so beautiful is you're all going to get the same kind of message at the same time. And they will be unique to you, but they will be compassion filled with love and direction. They'll bring synchronicity together. They'll say to you, get up and move and go here, and you will, and you'll meet somebody who had the same message for you and them. The channeling will be personal, and that's the way it was designed. Because that's the vibration that your soul and your Akash start to feel that is fundamentally in tune with God. The shift is starting to collect old souls. And this is how it's being done. They're starting to awaken to something that they know is inside, is familiar, it feels good. And they go on a search to see what it's about. It doesn't mean they're going to be brought here. They're going to be brought all over the planet into areas and circles and places where people speak of this, where like mind is not about rules and darkness and punishment, but of release and worthiness and action, compassionate action for this planet. It is happening in some of the places your news is not reporting. In the old city in Jerusalem, it's there where both Palestinian and Jew are meeting together and discussing the love of God and how they can get out of centuries-long fear and mistrust. The seed is there. The seeds for what is going to happen, the seeds for peace are there. These things happen slowly. Sometimes they're doing it where it's absolutely forbidden to do it. That's what hate does. It creates walls that you can't get over. And then you don't know each other. And then enemies are enemies because you don't know them. And you can't see that they have families and they love just like you do. That they want just the things you do. And the very few who don't, who represent the darkness of this planet, actually a duality that never saw light, they are getting fewer, dear ones. Love is winning. Light is winning. And it's very, very slow. The biggest army on this planet is the army of light. And it has to do with old souls who are awakening and starting to spread a compassionate energy into the grid of this planet that surrounds everything. We have told you of this process before. It is esoteric. It is metaphysical. It doesn't make sense with what you think you know about physics. But what you don't know about physics, it's catchy. It's catchy. That means that others will see it and resonate to light. For those of you who sit in the audience and a moment ago you wondered, is this real or is it not real? I invite you to feel the love. My partner is not here. It's not a takeover, dear ones. It's a meld. His consciousness is apart from this. I speak to you from the other side of the veil. I speak to you with the words and the compassion of spirit. When I say, we know your name, God is personal, not apart from you. And when you're not here, you're a part of God. That spark of consciousness in you that you know is forever, is forever. And when the body gives up the ghost, they say, and when it has no more life, the spark continues, and you will always be you. Your home is on the other side of the veil, not here. The earth is temporary. All the things you look around are temporary. The spark watched the earth being created. That spark will actually be there when the universe starts to create another one, another Big Bang for a whole another galaxy, maybe another multiverse. And the spark, which is you, will be there too. No beginning and no end. That's who you are. But for right now, in your life, in this body, the immensity of God is inside you. And there is nothing tempered. That is to say, as you awaken to this wonderful majesty and the love that is there, as you awaken to it, it can be permanent. It's not going to go away. It's not a band-aid for your troubles. It is the solution. It starts you on a path where you start creating your own reality on a day-by-day basis. Listen to me. Frustrations will occur. Things will not go your way. You may pound your fist and try to put the round peg in the square hole. You may actually burst into tears and swear at God. And then a month later, something will occur. And you'll be so glad you never put that peg in that hole. In other words, there's so much going on for you. And you fight it because you don't know. And so the advice is always the same thing, is when you hit restrictions, when you hit a wall, you back off and look for other ways to go around. Or you postpone and then you celebrate it, not go into anxiety or distrust or anger or dysfunction or fear. This is because you are known by God and the actual physics of the universe is working with you, not against you. But you don't know what you don't know. Therefore, even right now, we say, I know who is here. I know who is here. I know the issues that you've come in with. Some of you are here because of the issues, and that's the only reason you're here, to find answers. What if I told you, you will? And they won't come from this stage if you'll just relax and vibrate with love. Do you believe in the Creator? Do you believe that there is a personal God? Do you believe it's inside? That is all you need, because the big therefore is there. It is inside you. And direction of where you're supposed to be and go is not a mystery if you'll simply let it go. The more you turn loose of these things, which you call your own life and decision-making process, the more you turn loose of this and relax into that which is your intuition and your heart and the instructions from your Akash, the more you do that, the longer you live and the more things will work for you. Frustration and anger are chemical death. And we are not being one which would exaggerate. What are you going to do next? What does this message mean to you? Dear ones, you've got... This is for somebody who would know what I mean. I have said this before. Each one of you represents a 747 airplane. And that's who you are. And all of you are content to cruise up and down a runway. All of you. Because you haven't figured out what you're in yet. It's just something that moves. And you don't know you can fly. And you don't know what the instruments are or the compasses that are there. You don't know of the navigation that can take you to the places you need to go. All you do is run up and down the same runway. And you call it life. That is what we're talking about. And some of you are starting to break out of the barrier and realize there's more here than I thought. There's more to everything than I thought. There's more. And for now, again we say, the invitation is there to vibrate with the fundamental. What you're feeling is a very, very beautiful string, a silver strand that connects you to the eternal creator of everything. And that communication is always ready. Always ready. And so it is.